B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Owen and the Beatle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, Beatle.
Yeah.
Just one thing very quickly.
Sure.
What is today's date? The 8th?
July 8th.
We are now 4 days past the date from last year when I got my master's ticket application rejection email.
You got it on the 4th of July last year?
4th of July at 11-something p.m.
That seems cruel that they sent it out on the 4th of July.
Yes.
You know, ruin your Independence Day like that.
Yes. Now,
have you received this year's yet?
No. And I mean, I've been refreshing my email inbox.
Do you think that they're taking extra steps this year to double check things to make sure they are rooting out any fraud based on recent developments?
That is certainly a possibility. But I also just wonder if, you know, the delay this year, if there is a delay, I'm just basing on what happened last year. Last year, I got it on July 4th. Now it's July 8th, still haven't got anything. Does it take a little longer, maybe, when your application is selected?
No news is good news.
Yeah. They send out the rejection letters first, I assume.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And then, all right, these are all no's. Put these over here. Now, I got these two left here.
Hardy?
We got Hardy and we got Tim McCone.
Hardy, you made the cut.
Yeah.
You may not have won yet, but you made the cut.
I think, yeah. Made it through whatever right? Qualifying stage. This could be it. All I'm saying is it could mean something.
Now, and do you have the dates of other previous years or no?
No, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I saved them all. I'll go back and double check, but... yeah, I'm looking at it right now. 11:41 p.m. on Wednesday, July 4th of last year. We've completed the random selection process for 2019 practice rounds and daily tournament tickets and regret your application was not selected for tickets.
Oh, I'm sure they regret it.
They were very regretful.
But that guy in Texas that had 40,000... 40,000. He had like 4 million fake entries. He won plenty of tickets.
He did. I'll go back and check and see what has happened in years past. All I'm saying is it could mean something. That's all.
Okay. Well, let's, you know, cling to that. That small piece of hope.
Ah, here's another one. This was received on Friday, June 23rd of 2017.
Oh, even more evidence that you may have made the cut.
Not selected.
Wow. You could be in good shape.
Wow.
Good shape here. The rejection letters have gone out. There's got to be someone out there listening who has received their rejection letter.
But wait, we don't know.
Well, if you have, give us a ring. Let us know. If you apply for masters passes, they're not tickets.
Okay. Right? From Friday, June 12th, 2015, 11:24 a.m.
You are well past the rejection stage, Hardy.
We've completed the random selection process for the 2016 daily tournament, and your application was not selected. We're July 8th. We are at 8 July, McCone. You think it doesn't mean anything? Oh, it could very well mean something.
617-779-0985. Good luck to you, Hardy.
Thanks.
Dan is in Hopkinton. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Beatle, I got to take aim with something you said when you came back from not this past break, but the break before when you said, you know, with Durant, the Nets are clearly better than you. If Durant returns healthy, how on earth... Can anybody put stock on Durant coming back healthy? I mean, Boogie Cousins had arguably his best year prior to the injury. He's a shadow of himself. He's playing for the veteran minimum now. I mean, Durant's no spring chicken. And give Kyrie time to ruin that locker room, a full year without the best player on the team, he'll ruin that locker room. That team will be ruined before Durant plays any meaningful minutes for the Nets. I just don't understand how everybody's glossing over the torn Achilles and just saying, oh, well, when Durant comes back, clearly they're better than you. How can anybody credibly say that?
Well, because you know why? I think that Boogie Cousins, as you said, has not returned to form. But I think that's a guy. There have been players who have dealt with torn Achilles issues before and have been able to return and play and maybe aren't the same exact player but are similar to what they were. I was actually reading a story about this the other day. There were some examples that I wish I had it in front of me now. But you're right. This is taking a leap here and saying assuming health, and that is not an assumption that any of us can make. Because when you're someone who is the size of Kevin Durant, when you're a 7-footer and you're talking about an Achilles and you're talking about a big guy who is having Achilles work, not someone like Tony Maz, not a little guy, but a big guy like Kevin Durant having the Achilles fully repaired, you're right. He may never be the same. He might be a shell of his former self. And you know what? That will make this conversation useless. And they will not be this great power in the East. You're absolutely right about that.
Dominique Wilkins.
But hold on. Just if he is okay, though. If he does get the best treatment in the world,
yeah.
Which I assume he will, and I believe Kevin Durant, in terms of effort in his rehab, I mean, if you had to take two guys and you picked Boogie Cousins and Kevin Durant, who do you think is going to rehab harder?
I would say Kevin Durant.
Who do you think is going to work his hardest to get back?
I would probably Kevin Durant over Cousins.
Who's going to have a higher level of care in terms of a team? Right? Because guys have teams.
Well, who's going to have more impact if he doesn't make it all the way back and he's only 80% of what he used to be?
Oh, Kevin Durant.
Still.
The starting point for him is so much higher.
Right.
So.
I got a whole list here. We'll go through it during the break. I've got.
Of guys that have had the issue.
Yes. And what they were like. But it's a long piece. I don't want to do it live on the air. But we can
Yeah.
It.
One or two names you can give me?
Dominique Wilkins is the first one that pops up.
That's
and
one
they
of them?
Say. He's exceptional in that he picked up where he left off pre-injury, returning as one of the league's top scorers. Isaiah Thomas, the first, he retired.
Dominique is the best example of it.
After his, right.
Because you're talking about another big guy.
Patrick Ewing did not return to form.
Right. He was older, too, when it happened, right? How old was he, does it say?
Patrick Ewing, let's see. No, it doesn't say his age.
I'll look it up.
Okay. You can check that. Kobe Bryant.
Dominique was 21 when he had it. Isaiah was 35. Patrick Ewing was 36 when he did it. He was 6 years older than what Durant is right now. I have the story.
You know, Kobe was 4 years older than Durant is now. Prior to the injury, he was averaging 27.3 points a game, 45.4% field goal percentage.
He was not as good coming back.
No,
Kobe was not as good after
his final three
tear.
Seasons. He averaged 19 points and 36-6 shooting, but those were when he was 35, 36, and 37 years old.
So he's right. I mean, you can't assume health, but if he's 90% or 80% of what he was, that's still pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And will still make that team really good. Jake in Boston, I have to take this call, has received an email from the Masters.
I have received an email from the Masters regarding the women's amateur, and I was selected. But if you go to your account on the men's Masters, if you go and you log into the site, it does have the results. It should have them up. They haven't sent out my loser email yet. I did not get selected for the men's Masters.
Okay, Jake. Thank you very much. He has been rejected. He logged into his account and has been rejected. Mike is on the line. Derek is on the line. Derek in Chelsea, did you get a rejection?
I did on July 1st, guys. An equally regretful email on July 1st that says no. But in 2010, when I did go with a couple buddies after college, we received the confirmation on June 28th. So I don't know if it's become a more...
I don't know, more interesting event in the last 9 years. But that throws a wrench in the plans.
Okay, but you have already received your rejection email, and that was on July 1st.
July 1st.
Okay. That gives Hardy some hope. Mike is in the car. Mike?
Yo.
Hi.
Mike, you applied?
Yes.
And?
Man, no, I replied, man, and I haven't got a thing yet, man, and now you've got me really itchy.
Mike, all we know is that we don't know. It could mean something.
Log on. Do it.
You have to.
You got to log on now. You got to find out.
Want me to do it after the break?
Yeah.
I'll do it after the break.
All right, Hardy,
I got
it.
I've never logged on. I mean, it's like I've got the account set up for the application each year, but I've never gone on and logged on to the Masters account when I wasn't applying for tickets. So I got to figure out how to do it.
Well, log on and tell us the results coming up next.
All right.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
I don't know where Beetle is. Is he coming in?
Well, this moment is about you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, we're back. Zolak and Bertrand, it's Hardy and Beetle all this week. And I have just learned that instead of sitting and just pressing refresh and swiping my thumb down to refresh my email inbox for days, I don't know, weeks maybe, I could have just logged on to my account on Masters.com to see how my ticket application was going. You know, I don't, is it yes, no, maybe so, still in consideration? So I went ahead and logged on, and I walked away from the computer before I saw anything. Beetle saw it. He said, it's there clear as day. You can't miss it. So you want me to look at it?
Yeah, the big reveal.
All right.
By the way, we've taken the liberty of taking a screen grab of this.
Oh, all right.
And sending it to our friends on the television side.
All right. I'm going to look at it right now.
Yeah. What's it say?
Jesus, Jones.
You know what's really offensive about it is that the "we regret" is in such large letters.
The biggest font they could find.
If you could show it again. Just how large the lettering is on the "we regret." And they put it in large green, Masters green lettering. "We regret." And then the rest of it is in regular size font. "We regret that you're not getting tickets again.
Sorry. Your application was not selected for 2020 Masters tickets. Thank you for your interest in the Masters tournament."
Thanks, kids. Wally World is closed.
Yes, I would like to receive information about view my application. What? Did I do something wrong? Thank you for your continue.
You know, you got your hopes up by not getting your rejection email. Did you check your spam folder? Did you think maybe it got filtered out by accident? Is that what happened?
Look at my application. Look what I'm willing to accept, Beetle. And you can see my application right now. Practice rounds tickets, maximum 4 per day. Tickets requested. 2 for Monday, 2 for Tuesday, 2 for Wednesday. Daily tournament tickets requested. 2 for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll just take 2. I'll take 2 any day. Monday, I'm not even sure everyone's there on Monday. The freaking par 3 tournament isn't even till Wednesday. I mean, I'm willing to show up on Monday, fly down there and stay in Augusta, Georgia, overnight to go to a Monday practice round. No. We regret to... No.
Oh, they regret it all right. In all large green letters. In large green font, they regret it.
Well...
Would you like to receive emails, though? I mean, the box is checked right now, currently. They automatically check that box for you.
Yes. Now, this is part of the problem.
Check your spam filters.
This is part of the problem. And I may be about this all wrong.
What's the problem?
I have heard that in order to become a member at Augusta National,
you've got to be filthy rich.
No.
And have friends.
The worst thing you can do.
Isn't everybody there rich?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Okay. But
if you want to be a member at Augusta National, the number one thing, you can't let them know you want to be a member. They have to come to you.
I like that. That's a great rule.
All right.
You can't ask to get in.
Right. It's not written anywhere, but it's like if you start talking with your buddies.
But right. I don't really like to be.
You know how to get into Augusta? Act like you don't want to be in Augusta.
First rule of Augusta. Yeah.
Right. Don't act like you want to be there. So maybe the same goes for tickets. Maybe chumps like me who are, applying every year and just say, I'll take whatever you can give me. 2 practice round tickets on Tuesday, and then I'll leave. I'll swear to God, I'll leave the state by 10 o'clock that night. Like, oh, this guy's too desperate.
So maybe just Sunday.
I'm reading a golf.com story.
The only thing I'll take is 4 on Sunday.
It says, how can you become an Augusta National member? There is no application process. If you ask, your chances of being considered reportedly plummet.
Isn't that great?
If you do get through initial screening stages, you'll be exhaustively vetted before it's determined you are member material.
I love that.
Oh, that is great. The club season runs from October through May with an obvious break in play for the Masters. Members can bring several guests at a time, but guests won't be allowed onto the property until their member has already arrived. I'm playing with Rob Poole today. Yeah, well, he's not here, so you can wait outside.
Can I wait on Magnolia Lane?
No, you cannot.
You got to wait on whatever that is, Peach Avenue out there. Just wait. Not too close to the sign either.
No, you cannot. Absolutely not. Do you know any stories of anyone who's tried to get in for years or wanted in for years and didn't get in? Are there any of those people known? There's got to be.
Well, I'm sure that
they must mock. Like, all the guys who are in must love the stories of the guys who are not in and they know want to be in. Like, we're never letting that idiot in. He wants to be in. Nope, not letting him in.
Someone said they thought you were asking for 2 tickets for every day. No.
No. 2 tickets for any day.
No, you just say, what are you requesting?
It's basically list your availability. Right. Which days would you take tickets for, if available? Yes.
No, based on that scam that was going on in Texas with the 4 million emails and they won the lottery, like, what was it, Beetle?
They had
1,000 times or something.
Yeah, they won many thousands of tickets.
Well, they won, I think, a total of 2,000 or 4,000 tickets or something like that, but the percentage is unbelievably low. I mean, I'm doing it with 1 email address, and I'm wondering why.
Maybe you should start a few more emails.
Well, I'm wondering why I haven't won, like, once in the 10 times I've tried. Maybe that's it. You're only supposed to do 1 per household. Look, I'm doing everything right. I'm following the rules. This is going to end up costing me a lot of money because I've already said it. I've said it enough
times. I think
I'm
going to register for next year. Just so he can have more chances on the show. I'm going to tell Zoe to do the same. And you know he'll win.
And then bring Zoe when you win. Yeah.
And Zoe and I are going to form a pact that if either one of us wins, we bring each other.
Like FaceTiming. What's up, guys? How was the tournament?
Hey, we didn't even go. We got drunk at the Hooters.
Zoe fell down in the parking lot, busted his face open, so we just stayed here. Daly's got his motorhome parked here. We just partied with him.
We're in the lanyard with the pass inside of it, like, still got the ticket.
Jackass Ted Johnson has been twice. 2 times.
Of course he has.
But he's like friends with Hale Irwin, so he got to go that
Well, good for him. You got to know somebody. You gotta know somebody.
This is gonna cause me a lot of money because I've already let it be known that this will be like my birthday present to myself in another couple of years. Mm-hmm. You know, milestone birthday coming up. And Blondie, of course, is all over it. Any excuse to take a trip. She's like, okay, well, it might be cheaper now if we just reserve, you know, like a whole package. I'm like, it's a year and a half from now. I got two more chances to win tickets before I have to buy a whole travel
package. Cheaper now.
Package.
She's right. She's got the right idea.
If I, the only way to ensure that I will win tickets next year is to, like, purchase a package to the Masters now for 2021. And then I'll definitely win next summer. That's how it'll work.
Bobby in Reading has something for you. Oh. Bobby.
Hey. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hi.
What?
How Bobby? You doing?
Hey, yeah. Good. You?
What do you got?
Yeah, good. Good.
Go ahead.
God. I guess this afternoon couldn't get any worse.
Oh. Alan in California. Alan.
How's it going?
Hey.
Okay, so I was in Griffith Park when the 7.1 hit. It lasted so long, I was dizzy. It was incredible. What a life-changing experience being in a major earthquake is. Okay, so the Celtics. The Celtics
All right.
just don't seem... They don't seem to be like basketball royalty anymore. What's going on?
I was just going to ask you that. What the hell's going on?
They're changing. I see all these superstars changing teams. It looks like a constellation, for crying out loud. It's like a star zips over here and then he goes over here, another all-star over here, another superstar over here, another max contract over here, and the Celtics aren't in on any of it ever.
You ever seen a twister?
Like, no.
Okay. Call back when you have.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
You too.
All right, Alan.
What the hell?
It's life-changing. Alan calls us quite a bit. He lives in California. He wanted to tell us about the quake. You ever lived through an earthquake? I haven't. Have you?
I've been through an earthquake.
You have?
Sure.
A big one like that? A 7.1?
No, but I mean, it was something out like in the middle of the desert. We felt it in Vegas. I mean, it woke me up. Yeah. I may not have gone to bed yet. It was dark times. But still, set us up. I got something on the Celtics, but first, I just want you guys to know that I was in Griffith Park for the earthquake. It was crazy.
Dark times when I never slept.
What a life-changing experience being in a major earthquake is.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the Celtics.
Yeah.
Did you know he was going to talk about the earthquake?
I had no idea he wanted to talk about the Celtics. I had no idea he was going to bring up the earthquake, but I'm not against him talking about it.
Just let us know.
Scary as hell, though.
It's like you picked
footage.
It up mid-conversation, like we were sitting here talking.
We had not mentioned the earthquake once today.
Earthquake has never been said on this show.
Hold on, though. Did you see the video from the Dodgers game when they played through it? Did you see any of that?
No.
Watch the clip of the Dodgers game when they had an aftershock, pretty considerable aftershock. They play through it. The game is... They throw two pitches during the aftershock. The camera in center field is violently shaking. As they play, they continue to play the baseball game during the earthquake. Yes. That happened over the weekend. But his point about the Celtics not being sort of involved as some of these other teams, yeah, they're just not one of those major destinations for those top-tier free agent superstars in the league. They're just not. I would even argue that even though they attracted Kyrie in a trade a couple of years ago, Kyrie's not on the level of Kevin Durant or
nope.
Kawhi Leonard or, right? I mean, Kawhi Leonard was available a year ago, but his status was rather uncertain considering all the boatload of crazy that he had gone through in San Antonio. So I would say that he's still like a step down from the top guys, the Anthony Davises or Kawhis or, you know, the guys that have sort of moved.
Yeah, I mean, there's different levels of player, obviously, and you can put together your top, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 list, but, you know, where those players go and how they're able to choose their destination varies wildly on whether or not you're in that first tier, second tier, and also, you know, what you're really going to do to impact that team, you know? And this is what I was thinking about with not only Kyrie Irving, but with Al Horford. When you're, you know, trying to figure out where you want to go, there's only a handful of guys where if they're available, a team will say, it doesn't matter if we need you or not. Of course, we're going to do everything we can to make room for him on our team. It's not the case with everybody. Now, that doesn't mean they can't be part of a super team once they get there, but it's not like other teams are going to just stop everything that they're already doing, the plans they've already made to accommodate that one person who might want to play on that team.
Hardy, in one word, how do you feel about the Bruins offseason?
Life-changing, just like the earthquake.
We'll talk about the Bruins next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
All right, home run derby tonight in Cleveland. The winner taking home $1 million. Tomorrow, it's the All-Star game. Lineup is out. J.D. Martinez going to bat fifth for the American League. And Alex Cora going with Justin Verlander as his starter. Speaking of starting pitching, Ken Rosenthal tweeting out this afternoon that the Red Sox are pushing to add a starter. They would prefer to act sooner rather than later, and they are casting a wide net. Teddy Bruschi posting on Instagram this morning that he's doing much better after suffering a stroke last week. The Bruins have signed forward Peter Solaric to a one-year, two-way contract with an NHL cap hit of $700,000. In the NBA, once Avery Bradley clears waivers today, he plans to sign a two-year, $9.7 million deal with the Lakers. Jabari Parker signing a two-year, $13 million deal with the Hawks. He has a player option for year two. And 15-year-old Coco Gauff's run at Wimbledon has come to an end in the fourth round as she fell to former number one Simona Halep, 6'3", 6'3". Sports of Headlines brought to you by the Lowell Spinners. Check out Star Wars Night on July 13th, where Tony Maz will throw out the first pitch, and 98.5 The Sports Hub will broadcast live. Go to LowellSpinners.com to get your tickets today. I'm Tim McConnell, Boston Zone for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update, 30 minutes.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Back up top for Krejci. Right circle, Marchand. One-timer out in front. They score! Marcus Johansson camped at the top of the crease. Able to get the loose change and buries it. A power play goal. Bruins 2, Canes 2.
Masters deal. I'm upset. You want to talk about the Bruins? That's not going to make you much happier either.
No. I don't care.
Marcus Johansson's gone.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Got a lot of money.
2 years, $9 million. Good deal for Buffalo.
Yeah.
Great deal for them. Quality player on a two-year deal.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense for them. Bruins are in no position to match that.
Nope.
None whatsoever. Nola Chari, how'd you feel about him walking out the door?
I don't like losing Marcus Johansson or Nola Chari.
Nope, that doesn't feel good when you lose good players.
Nope.
Players alike.
There's a lot of players to like on this team, and it's the way things shook down in the postseason is, and really for big chunks of the regular season, the guys who you could argue you can, you know, least afford to lose are the ones that had the least meaningful contributions. I mean, you know, players like Pastrnak, who is obviously a top talent and a top-tier player, Brad Marchand, David Krejci, all these guys that you know you need and have to count on and will depend on in this next season. For if you're just looking at it numbers-wise and what your eyes tell you and what your memory tells you, in some ways, they wouldn't hurt as much.
The Bruins are handcuffed by their older, more expensive talent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are right now. And because they have to make sure they sign Charlie McAvoy, which they haven't done.
Still haven't come up. And Torrey Krug? I thought Torrey Krug was hot to trot when it came to signing, and it sounded like he was going to do a team-friendly deal, and that seemed all but a foregone conclusion.
Okay, but they can put that one on the back burner because they have a year to figure that out.
They have another year.
There are more.
That one doesn't have to be done right away. McAvoy, they got to figure something out.
Right, McAvoy they have to do right now. They have no options there. They have to figure that out. So in terms of pressing needs, McAvoy takes precedent there. And just where they're at, you're going to have to just sit here and watch younger, you know, guys in their 20s, as you just saw with Achari and Johansson, guys that were guys you like, guys we all like. Great acquisition in Johansson. Walk out the door.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks. That guy was important to the team.
Marcus Johansson, Noel Achari, Charlie Coyle, a bunch. I would count them among maybe the three of five guys who made contributions this past season that exceeded my expectations. And it sucks to lose them because it was those guys and those contributions that allowed you to get as far as you did and put everybody in the mind that you were going to win another Stanley Cup. I only temper it, Beadle, with the knowledge that you had two of the teams in the East removed for you so you didn't have to play them. So instead of looking at it, it's like, oh, my God, they're going to have to take a step back. You could very easily take a step back next year and not make it, of course, to the Cup final, but get bounced even earlier if you have to face Tampa or Washington before then. I think Pittsburgh could have given you problems. I think there's a lot of different ways the playoffs could have turned out this year that would have resulted in you having a much earlier exit than you did. So while it sucks to lose good players, you don't feel good about it. There's enough going on with this team and what they're going to be up against next year to think that that's not going to be the only issue for them. They need to figure something out with McAvoy, though. And I think Krug, too, even if it means doing it earlier than you have to, as you said, next year before it needs to be done, because, you know, you just saw in St. Louis, you know, your defensive core is what's going to save your bacon more often than not. It doesn't even have to be your goalie, and it certainly doesn't have to be your top-tier offensive players. I mean, the Bruins got to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final without having great production from their top offensive guys. It was from their defense, just like St. Louis. So learn from that. Do what needs to be done in order to get those guys signed and signed for a while.
All right, is this like Kobe in Orlando on the Bruins?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, I just I'm working down here in Orlando. I just went by the airport and I saw the Bruins plane there. I'm wondering if there's anything happening down here with the Bruins.
Is it that giant JetBlue plane?
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
That's just a commercial flight painted up like the Bruins.
You and I could get on that plane.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
No.
Bye.
No problem.
Glad we could call you.
It's Air Force One. Anybody can get on that plane.
Yeah, it's just a decorated plane.
Yeah. They have a Red Sox one, too.
That's...
You get on that. It's not the Red Sox team plane. Just a plane.
Bruins
the Red
team,
Sox.
Bruins
a,
team plane a, does not look like that.
Yeah. The Bruins team plane has no Bruins logo on it. You'd have no idea.
It's not like the Patriots.
Nope. No, the Patriots want to let you know it's them. Everyone else, just sort of flying a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Bruins team plane decked out nicely. Let's go to Chris and Taunton on the Bruins and free agency. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up?
Not feeling too warm and fuzzy about the Bruins next year. Looking at their roster and looking at the rest of the Eastern Conference, who got, I think, a lot better over this offseason, and the Bruins are struggling. They still need to sign Carlo, I believe. I'm not sure if they need to sign him now.
Yes, they do. He's a free agent as well.
He is. Okay, so you got to do Carlo, McAvoy, Krug. You just let Johansson walk out the door. And it seems like Sweeney, the solution for everything is in-house. Take a look at Providence Bruins' record last year. They suck. Who are you going to come up with to replace these guys?
Well, you didn't like the Peter Cesarek contract they just signed?
No. Like, where are you coming up with this in-house talent? Portland's Pirates have a club team somewhere that we don't know about? Where are these guys coming from that are going to take these place? I mean, Achari, okay, I think they got Wagner for that spot next year. Okay, Achari's gone. Okay, but Johansson was a great playmaker on that. You could have him on your second line, your third line, power play. And I just don't see how they're replacing these guys. Bergeron's older. Marchand's older. Tuke is older. I mean, I don't even see them making the playoffs next year. You know, I think Tampa's still Tampa. Toronto got better. New Jersey got a lot better. Mm-hmm. I mean, these teams just, the Eastern, Carolina got better. Montreal got better. All these guys are getting better. And you if anything, you took a step back. I just don't think, and you still need to sign these defensemen. I don't know. What do you guys think about them not even making the playoffs next year?
I mean, listen, would that be shocking? No, I don't think it would be a shocking thing. But could they make the playoffs as currently constituted?
Of course.
Assuming they get their guys back that they still need to sign?
Yep.
McAvoy and Carlo? Yes, they could make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But are they one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference on paper? Are they a Stanley Cup contender on paper going into it? Where they just were in a game 7 weeks ago? Doesn't feel that way.
It doesn't feel
that way.
Feels
like that's going to be a really hard climb to get back to where they just were few weeks ago.
Because at the start of the playoffs last year, or this past season,
we didn't consider them that.
They weren't that either.
I know.
It's not a knock on them. It's if you want to look at it positively, it's a testament to how far they were able to go.
So again, of the guys that they had that are still free agents, these are all restricted guys. There are three guys left from their roster that are available, and the three guys being restricted free agents are Carlo, McAvoy, and Danton Heinen. Those are the three guys. So whether or not they want to bring all of them back, we'll see. But I would think that Carlo and McAvoy are priorities for the Bruins.
Yep.
That would seem to be the two obvious guys that they need to get signed, that they're going to prioritize as the things they need to get done.
Time is of the essence.
ASAP.
Yep.
To, again, sort of tread water and not go in the wrong direction here, which I think you already are when you start losing a guy like Johansson, mm-hmm. based on what we just saw from this team a few weeks back. Today's takeaways are coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways.
That kid was a jerk, though.
Are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Well, it's a new downtown location in Government Center. Now open if you're only steps. Now you're only steps or a T ride away to the long-term solution for weight loss. Let's get to today's takeaways. We had a very unfortunate mix-up. And by we, I mean me.
No one stopped you. Well, McCone ended up stopping you.
This was put in our Slack chain. I won't say by who, but I was led down this path. That's all. I was led down this path to be very upset with a member of the Patriots. Turns out there's more than one Brandon King who has played in the NFL, and I had the wrong Brandon King. I'm rooting for him to get cut. I'm always out on special teamers. I'm out on this one. At CrushBoy31. That is Bernard Pollard's handle. Look at the tweet. At CrushBoy31, he replies to Pollard's tweet. He doesn't reply to the NFL's tweet.
Well, we should not cut him. I got breaking news.
What?
There's two Brandon Kings.
It's a different Brandon King? Yep. I already asked this question.
It's a different Brandon King.
No. Who is it?
No. He played for the Colts.
No.
Yeah.
No. Come on!
32 years old. Yeah,
we're good. I have to issue a public apology to this Brandon King now? You're kidding me!
I just noticed from that
picture. I already
asked
him, like, this is the Brandon King, right?
Different Brandon King.
Different I look Brandon like King. An a-hole now.
Sorry, Brandon.
I'm going to issue my public apology to the Brandon King of the Patriots.
Didn't this happen to us last week at some point? Didn't we have like a mix-up?
It's a different Brandon King?
We have the wrong Brandon King. What a disaster.
What a d-shit I am. again, my apologies to Brandon King of the Patriots. I hope you have a great season. I'm wishing you a lot of luck out there, a lot of special teams tackles. I hope you really just crush it out there and go Pats, you know, and go special teams. Love special teamers. Love them. The best.
I remembered what we did last week where we screwed it up. Went on this big thing. It's like, hey, if you're listening to us on the Cape in Chatham, don't worry. There's a big siren drill going on at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and you're going to hear all these sirens. People are going to think it's a shark siren, blah, blah, blah. we're going off against the big test in Chatham, South Carolina, I believe, is where it was.
Chatham, Georgia.
Yeah.
Way to go, guys.
Probably.
Thanks for that PSA.
Probably couldn't hear it in Chatham, Massachusetts. So, disregard.
Oh, man.
It was in the Slack chain, just like today.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
I think that one was Louth's fault, actually. A rare Jim Louth mistake.
Well, we had the wrong Brandon King, and I apologize.
Was he a football player?
Yes.
Okay.
It says NFL player. Entrepreneur. I'm like, oh, Brandon King's got some business things on the side, too. Okay. NFL player, entrepreneur. I think it said Purdue alum. We should have checked where Brandon King went to college. That's where we would have found out that we had the wrong Brandon King.
It wasn't from a Dakota mining school, so that should have been our first tip.
The wrong or Brandon Rutgers. King. And Brandon King of the Patriots also has a Twitter account, which we found a little too late. But, hey.
Did he say anything bad about Tom Brady? Anything that could even be construed?
No. He probably loves Tom Brady. As far as we can tell.
It's too bad.
My passionate defense of Tom Brady and all that is good about Tom Brady led me down a bad path.
Well, it really turned into a more hateful about Brandon King and special teams path. And I think that's where the regret
It was all born out of a defense of Tom Brady and his greatness. That's not regrettable.
You relished the opportunity to go after a special teamer.
And what did you say? You said Bill Belichick probably loves this.
I said he probably encouraged him to do it.
You said you had even had it drummed up that Belichick had
told him to do it.
Probably told the guy to do it to tweak Brady.
Look, you know I love you guys, and I hate the quarterback. So do me a solid.
We don't have time for the leaf blower guy or the blowing guy?
Well, we can get this out of the way. Okay. Larry, you agree with that trim first, without a doubt?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You whack it the right way, then you can blow it out later and pick it up with the cutter. Absolutely.
All right. Larry is weighed in.
Rack it the right way, you can blow it later.
Brian and Swampskip. Brian.
Hey, I can't follow up on Larry, but yeah, you do the weed whacker, then you do the blowing, then you do the mowing.
Whoa. Did you say whack and blow and mowing in that order?
Yes.
Well, what about whack and mowing? I know, whack and mow and blowing.
It's whack and blow and mowing.
And there you have it.
I think
that's the order in which you cut your grass.
No, I disagree. I think it's what if you want to go blowing after whacking, and before the mowing, then you got to do some more blowing after the mowing.
Blowing after the, you always finish with the blowing.
It's wet. With the blowing. As somebody asked on Twitter, when do you get to the plowing? I don't live on a farm, so I don't have to worry about that. Where to work in the plowing during the blowing and the mowing. Well, okay, so then you got to go whacking, blowing, mowing, blowing. You're blowing twice.
You do, but you're getting the most for your money doing the blowing one time in the middle.
You want to separate if you're doing multiple blowings. What'd you say, a 15-minute break?
15 minutes in between at least.
Yeah. Cool off, you know?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.